Reading a piece from the Wall Street Journal about perimenopause and the onset of estrogen fluctuation in women, and that sometimes depression is seen as a mental condition as opposed to an estrogen condition. What's your view on it?
That's pretty much what we tend to see, Steve, is that, you know, these are women who have, their lives are going well, there's nothing really traumatic that has happened, there's been, you know, things are relatively stable, but there are physical and hormonal changes that occur during perimenopause, akin to some women who experience severe mood disturbances when they have their periods, and that is a well-documented, and thoroughly investigated phenomenon, where women do suffer mood swings akin, in fact, indeed, like depression, that occur for a week or 2 weeks, one week prior to their period, during their period, and when their period ends, all of a sudden, they're feeling much better. And there are hormonal changes that occur during perimenopause that levels that fluctuate. And when you eliminate other factors, I mean, estrogen is a hormone like others. People who have thyroid disease can be depressed, can have mood swings, can have all kinds of physical symptoms. People that have cortisone problems where they don't produce enough of that particular hormone can have mood swings, weight changes, and other things. So estrogen is another hormone that exhibits similar effects when you have fluctuations. And so there is documented evidence that does indeed show that this causes a major problem.
And so it could result in everything from headaches to sleeplessness to depression to low libido, fatigue, and those might be taken as symptoms of depression that should be treated by something like Prozac, when in fact the woman might be asking the doctor, maybe it's an estrogen issue.
That's correct. You have to evaluate what is happening when periods are becoming more erratic, when the mood swings are erratic as well, because this is not a situation where the depression is constant. It fluctuates up and down, and for the woman, it's extremely frustrating and can be indeed quite debilitating when they don't have an answer as to why this is happening. Again, there's nothing external for many of these people that can be explaining why they feel so bad, and so there has to be a thorough evaluation. So it's not just saying, okay, we think it's estrogen. You have to look at thyroid function, vitamin B12, iron, look for sources of anemia. Are there any sleep disorders? You do a thorough investigation, but keeping in mind that estrogen fluctuations can be one of the causes of this. And after you do the whole evaluation, if you come up with something that shows thyroid's okay, sleep patterns are reasonably good, there's no evidence of any nutritional deficiencies or any other diseases that can explain this, you have to then look at the evidence and say, you know, it could be, especially with your fluctuating periods, could be the estrogen levels are affecting this, and let's do something about it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.